As a South Sudanese boy, born early in the civil war, Johnson witnessed the destruction of his home and village and saw his father being killed. After fleeing with his mother Monica and siblings and dodging bandits, wild animals and hostile local tribes, the family spent time in Uganda and Ethiopia before ending up at a refugee camp in northern Kenya. Here they waited, along with hundreds of thousands of others, to be granted refugee status and accepted into another country. Despite their hardships and the difficulties of camp life, Monica pushed her firstborn son, Johnson, to pursue an education.
The UNHCR did a good job. They give us education. And my son, he very strong. He keep going, wake up in the morning without breakfast. And I wait for a ration, 15 days. Some bean and oil, 3 kilo, 4 kilo, 5 kilo, for 15 days. And all the thing gone. And you take like 2 days without food, without water. We not have a dream to be said we go America or Australia or anywhere. Nothing happened. After 6 years, 7 years, the human rights sit down in 2001, that where I get born. 2002, I start my process. And Johnson is still not give up. He in year 9.
When you say Johnson didn't give up, what do you mean?
Why say he didn't give up? We have a severe heat in Kakuma, 41 degrees. And wind blow from time to time. And some kids pass away. They have malaria, severe diarrhea, and sickness. Some kids have failure, no food, they're very weak.
So he was a refugee, didn't know where his home was going to be, and he was still studying.
Yes. He still do something, achievement. They said, Mom, I'll do something one day. I still alive, I do something one day. I will keep studying.
When you arrived, you had 7 children, didn't speak English. Along the way, you had a lot of support from Sanctuary Northern Rivers. What would it have been like if you didn't have that kind of support?
I didn't know how to go shopping. I'd be like someone blind, where to go, that is. Yeah, it'd be really hard, terrible. And I couldn't come here without support.
Sanctuary Northern Rivers sponsored Monica and her family, supporting them to settle into regular life in Lismore. The organisation's president, Michael Douglas, says Johnson's journey is a moving one that tells the story of many refugees here in Australia.
He and his family were part of the first couple of families that we welcomed into Lismore, the first wave of the refugee arrivals in Lismore, which was delightful. And he was a young man, 15, 16 years of age, and with a compelling story. He left, in some ways typical of many other African refugees, left his village at the height of war when he was 5 or 6 years old, walked for months. He then spent about 8-10 years of his life in a refugee camp. And then to have this young, bright, strong man walk onto our lands and grace us with his presence was just stunning. No hint of trauma about him, no hint of regret for the difficulties that life had brought him, but one that said, you've opened new opportunities in my life, I really want to go forward with this, and it's been just delightful to see him do that. So as I say, we've known him for 10 years and he's gone from strength to strength through that time. As a young man, 15, 16-year-old, he wanted the best of schooling because he felt education was where opportunities were going to prevail. His mother enrolled him in Woodlawn College. He did very well. I think he was one of the house captains at Woodlawn for a year there in his final 2 years of school. Quickly adopted Australian ways, English ways in terms of language as well, and had an ambition then to study law or study medicine and pursue that pathway in tertiary studies thereafter. And he's done very, very well at uni as well, did a medical science degree. He's gone on to do another degree since then and currently enrolled in a master's degree as well. Again, believing that really education holds the key to his future. And his future he sees both as a contributor to the Australian context, to our local community and to the wider Australian community, and indeed to support people in the South Sudan, a young nation, the youngest nation of the world now, doing his bit for South Sudan as well.
So you've seen Johnson's story unfold right before you. How do you think you'll feel when you see the program go to air tonight?
Look, I think for me it's a touch of pride. There's a little bit of parental role in that, I think. But more than that, I think Johnson speaks of the courage for so many young people who've walked that refugee journey as well. And I think I hope it touches the heart of many in our community, when I say our community, the broader community, to say this is the face of a refugee. This is the hopes of a refugee. No different to you and I who've had a more stable and solid upbringing. But one that can, if given the opportunity of life, can contribute and can aspire to great things. I think Johnson tells that story very, very well.
I myself, I am proud because my son does something good.